Welcome to the extended version of After Dark. The RCFAD.
Ah, I see what he's doing. Look at him. He's already, look, you guys can't see it out there, but Chris is already making propaganda videos.
Of course cookie. I am. Look at those.
Those are good cookies. Those are good cookies. That would be my third choice or second choice.
L as in loves fudge. EL fudge cookies from Keebler. You'll love them.
Or as I always remembered them, R. Kelly fudge.
R. Kelly fudge. With a hand of Michael Jackson.
Oh, shit.
Hey, so real quick. I mean, I'm going to get this over with really quickly. But just connecting the dots from the last conversation from last week, we talked about the Robert Kraft stuff with the rub and tug, right? So I don't know if you guys saw, I posted this or I shared it with you guys earlier, but there was a picture of the former owner of said rub and tug, rubbing elbows, if you will, with Mr. Donald Trump. You guys see that article?
Mm-hmm. Well, she's rubbing elbows with all the famous people in Florida.
Yeah, that, and she is on record of having a ton of money being donated to the Republican Party, as well as Donald Trump specifically. Which is interesting, because if at the end of the day that this is all a human trafficking situation, then, the Republican Party and Donald Trump are accepting money that could very well have been generated from human trafficking itself.
Well, they did. I read something in Seattle. This one in Seattle was they rescued 27 women and arrested 6 people.
But I was reading more about it. It sounded like that this place in particular, it didn't sound or like it was actually a human trafficking situation.
So that's just more. That's just stuff that came out that wasn't true.
I don't know. I mean,
well, granted, that's the problem with today's news. Is you get with social media, you it's before you get to the truth, so much stuff comes out.
Yep.
That you have like no idea what's going. Yeah, it's not. It's like it's so diluted. By the time you get it, it's like 2 weeks after the information finally comes out, you go, half the people don't believe it because they believe what originally was.
And in no way am I sharing that it's not important, because it absolutely is important. I just don't know if this particular case was one of them, but I digress. Anyways,
I guess we'll find out.
That's all I have to say about that.
I did want to tell people, I was going to tell you in the other one, but we got off track. There's a show on Netflix with Ricky Gervais called Afterlife. It's hilarious. It's hilarious and sad at the same time.
Is it his show?
It's his show. He wrote, directed, produced, and did all the work. It's 6 episodes, maybe about – I just did a crazy Hank review on it. I just saw it up there because, you know, Netflix – Jay and I were talking about this on the Jay and Jack show. It's like Netflix – it's like every day there's something new. And it's like you can't – it's almost frustrating. Because, oh, yeah, I'd want to watch that. But you have so many different shows you want to watch. You can't keep track – because they have so much new stuff every day. It's ridiculous. But anyway, it's a Afterlife. It's funny, it's sad, and it's a really, really good show. Did Matt freeze up?
Matt looks like he's been a victim of scanners.
Yeah.
No, he's got a
he sat on something he shouldn't have, you know.
He's got a homemade cookie.
I think he got double stuffed.
Jesus. There's just no limit you can do with double stuff.
Exactly.
I'm not a fan of double stuff. Just
no, I mean, either. It's just a bit. I mean, everyone likes the filling, but they're just a bit.
It's the cookie that's the most important part of the Oreo.
Yeah. Well, it's like to me, like I love sandwiches. And you know, to me, the most important part of a sandwich is the bread. You know, even though, yeah, you want good quality meat, you want good cheese, you want everything else. But like, if the bread is shitty, it just makes the sandwich not as good.
Yeah, you have to have the bread has to be the best, because I'm trying to get Matt another invite out here. But we used to have this when I had the store. There was this woman a couple doors down had this deli, and she cooked these sandwiches. And what made the sandwiches was the bread. Her bread was just amazing.
Yeah,
it was like crack. I mean, not that I've had crack, but it was just amazing. And it, like I said, the meats, you know, it was a regular roast, whatever it was you got, it was the bread. And it was her family recipe that was sent down from, and I liked her because her son was like 6'4", 300 pounds. And the two guys next to us, they owned the pawn shop. Mm-hmm. They were like dicks. They're the ones that came up to us one time and said, because we shared the water with them. Just our store shared their water with their pawn shop. Mm-hmm. And they go, well, you guys have to pay more for the water because your Jack's kids are using the bathroom. And that's making our water go up. I go,
no, we don't flush the toilet around here.
I go, fuck you. It's your brother who spends an hour washing his car every Friday when you're not here.
Yeah.
So he went next door and you could hear him. He locked the door and you could hear him actually fighting, not yelling at each other, physically beating the shit out of each other.
Back and forth. Oh, jeez.
But they were two bizarre individuals, but they got in a fight one time with this woman who was like in her 60s. And she was great, but her son was like 6'4" and he was just huge. And I go, you know, that's a mistake. And he got in their face, and they were smaller than me. And I think they shit their pants because he could have literally just killed them with one punch. But they were bizarre, two bizarre individuals, just very shady.
It's like, but going back to bread, like Matt, that's what we're talking about, like how bread makes sandwiches. I don't know if you guys even have them because you hardly see them anymore. But
we don't have bread here in the South.
Well, no, like there's a sandwich chain called Schlotsky's Deli that's out of Texas, and you don't see them much anymore. But their original sandwich is like this round, spongy sourdough, and it just makes the sandwich. It's so good. If you guys ever see a Schlotsky's Deli, I do recommend going to it.
What's your favorite bread for, like, when you go to the store? What kind of bread is your?
Well, what I get just standard, like just for everyday bread, I get Sara Lee, I think. The honey.
Nobody does it like her.
Yeah,
that's what I've heard anyway.
Shit, why does that sound so perverted out of context?
Well, it's their slogan. Nobody does it like Sara Lee.
Yeah.
Well,
sure.
Let's go, Sarah.
Okay, so
like my favorite, I think I've said this before, like my favorite deli in Knoxville is Gus's Good Time Deli. And you know the brand.
Shit, what the okay, fuck, what, man?
What's the bread, Sara Lee?
No, it's you know how, like, when you go to Outback Steakhouse and you have that brown bread they give you?
Yeah,
like,
it's excellent.
It's excellent. That's what they have for their sandwiches. And they
do the sandwich makers sleep on cots too?
Why? Because it's called Gus's Good Time Deli.
Do not eat the mayonnaise. I always like that without mayonnaise.
It's true.
That's not best for jizz on my sandwich.
Jeez.
He went there. I had to.
He went the full extension.
Well, this is extension after dark. We can do whatever we want.
That's true.
Not that anyone listens to it. I don't know if they listen because they don't comment on it. So,
it's probably a good thing.
They're missing out. Yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's good.
It's a good time.
You ruined it. I'm not going to talk about it now. Cause,
all right. I'm going to.
That was Matt that did that. But, you know, speaking of, there used to be a restaurant in San Diego called Chart House. I think it was in Southern California. And they had the best bread. They'd bring you this bread. And I literally have to stop eating it because if you ate too much, by the time you got your whatever the order whatever your entree was, I couldn't eat it.
Right.
I'd be stuffed with bread.
Take this away. Give it to the hobos. I don't care.
No, I box it up. Fuck that. I'm taking it home.
Should have gone with the Chris Lexus voice there,
I'm not gonna take it home. It's gonna smell up my Lexus. So I'm just gonna leave it here.
I didn't have a Lexus back then. I had a minivan.
Fortunate.
We went to what my wife and I went to one at Coronado. Coronado. If you guys have been to San Diego,
Baxter.
Coronado Island. So we went there, and the waitress, I got prime rib, and she spilled all the stuff onto my lap.
The juice?
Everything. I was just it just was like big old stain.
Dog was licking your nuts for like 2 weeks.
Which was fine, but I...
that was just plan, yeah.
Timing was terrible for that.
Which was the plan.
He
touches me more than my wife. So
she felt so bad. I was like,
she felt bad, because the dog,
Anyway.
Sit, Ubu. No, you can stay there, actually. Sickos. I'm just
there's a bone in there somewhere for you.
He follows me around everywhere.
Oh, jeez. All right, I want to get on to a serious topic now. I discovered
I bet you
this,
do want to get on a serious topic.
I discovered this really great way to make a taco the other day, just by chance, right?
How many different ways do you make a taco?
Lots. But sure. This other ingredient that I never considered before. So, we were having chips, tacos, kind of like a taco salad bar kind of situation there at the house. And
did you have glass up so people couldn't sneeze on the...
No, it wasn't that formal.
Okay.
And we only bring that out when we have five or more people.
Okay.
So anyway, we had the the hint of lime Tostitos chips, right?
Yeah, and those are good.
Those are good. And there's the crumbs at the very bottom, and you don't want to let those go. And you know, the classic guy maneuver, or female, you know, it doesn't matter who, but you just you kind of down the whole thing,
right?
And you get like this dust all over your mouth, and sometimes you can choke on that stuff. Sometimes it's awesome, sometimes not so awesome. I got the idea, like, what if we put that in a taco?
Yeah.
Right? Yeah. So the crumbles go into the taco with cheese,
in the
salsa,
and
a little bit of queso, maybe a little bit of guac, whatever you want. It doesn't matter.
Is it cheese on the meat?
No. I'm just saying, like, make a taco bar in your nacho. It's a taco nacho.
All right. I'm about to blow your mind here, Matt.
Yeah.
Ready for this? You ever hear a taco in a bag?
Taco in a bag.
True. Taco in a bag. Yeah.
So you take like
Chris has talked about this before.
A personal size bag of Doritos.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Regular Doritos.
Now you open them up, right? But you squeeze it, and you crumble it down until it gets all crumbly and punch it like small bits.
Most
of chips.
Most don't do that anymore. They come crumbled.
True. And then you take your taco beef, seasoned. Okay. You put it in the bag.
In the same bag.
You put your shredded cheese in the same bag.
A little bit of lettuce
in there. You name whatever you want, and then you shake that bag.
And then eat it.
You open that bag, you get yourself a disposable fork, and you go to town, and when you're done, you throw it all away.
Yeah.
Huh.
And then you gain 20 pounds.
And Matt looks like he just got a boner.
No, I'm just thinking this through, though. You know, I'm wondering if you can make it like, you know, you get the like the little smaller bags. You know, you could just make a little smaller taco.
That's the idea.
You don't get the party size Dorito bag.
I mean,
yeah, I'm thinking the party
size.
I'm telling you,
the party size. But like the part of the family size.
Yeah, you like the family size. You're like,
give me 7 pounds of hamburger.
He's using tongs to pull it out. He's like, guys, get off me. I'm starving.
I'll be honest. But you know, you look at the family size bag now, it's like bullshit. They just call it family size bag. It's like the regular bag.
It's the regular. Yeah.
It's like
the family size bag of air.
You're just calling it family size. It's bullshit. You're lying to me.
No,
stop lying to me.
It's doing two things. It's saying, hey, don't eat this whole thing. This is for a family. If you eat this in one sitting,
this is
like,
for a family, you fat fuck. Put me down.
But it's not anymore. It's not for a family anymore. Family would starve with that bag in the house.
And you're right. You know,
it's mostly air.
Yeah. Taco in a bag, people. I'm telling you,
the fat out here now.
I got taco in a bag.
I follow this Instagram feed called like LA Eats or something like that. The biggest fad at now is doing that same thing, but with Flamin' Hot Cheetos.
Oh yeah.
And then they're also doing it with they'll bust up the bag and like just like to powder form, and then like get like an ear of corn on a stick. Coat it with butter, and then coat it with the Flamin' Hot Cheetos.
Oh, that does sound good.
And
that sounds.
Well, excellent. How long till these companies just start shipping the stuff, putting it that making it you know, like a bag of Doritos where it's all crunched. It's just all.
You know, people will eat this shit, but they won't vaccinate their fucking kids. Like, are you fucking kidding me? Like the amount of disease that you can get in that bag.
Priorities. I mean.
Well, there's a story. I forgot where I was listening to NPR the other day. Yep, I do. I listen to NPR. This woman was out somewhere, and her daughter had to have her fucking gallbladder removed because she was eating too many hot Cheetos and Takis. Like, you know, the Taki chips?
Huh.
Like, super hot. So like all like the chemicals, it fucked up her gallbladder so bad that her like 12-year-old kid had to have her gallbladder removed.
Wow.
Well, kids eat those Taki chips like they're crack.
Yeah, well, they are.
I don't think I've ever had any.
And if you're if you have a couple minutes and you have a browser open on your phone, do a Google or YouTube search for Hot Cheetos and Takis, the song, and it is fucking awesome.
Everything is awesome.
Hot Cheetos and Takis. Hot Cheetos and Takis.
I'm really not a fan of the hotter foods, but
I dig it. But don't eat too many, or you'll lose your gallbladder.
Huh. Well, that's good to know.
Kids at age 12 are losing their gallbladder?
Well, I mean, this is also a clear case of parents probably not taking care of their kids and letting them have 4 bags a day. But
right. I mean, this also goes to the whole
your kids no.
We didn't talk about this last week, but this goes to the whole bullshit where people are just letting their kids run rampant on YouTube watching videos without actually like screening what they're watching.
That was awesomely timed, by the way. Yeah. I think Momo was out to get you.
Yeah. You talking about that woman in the scary mask? I thought that was Mom.
And the worst part about it is fast forward all that Momo shit. It's all bullshit. It's not even real.
No.
Did you read that?
Yeah. Yeah.
Like there's a lot of other
scams out there, though, that like fair, encourage
but
kids
there is,
to...
There is zero evidence of Momo being spliced into any kids' videos. That was
you know
all
why? Because YouTube took it
hysteria.
Down.
It's YouTube all mass did. Hysteria.
I'm just saying. Don't just let like your Jeff kids Leopard just said. Watch like YouTube kids like and I mean... You got to have some restrictions. You got to see what they're watching, right? So,
just saying,
that takes time, you know?
It does take time, but just it's not like it's a free for all. Like, you know, hey, kids, just watch YouTube, watch whatever the fuck you want, you know? And then later you're like,
cheap babysitter, man. I work for a fairly prominent tech company and my kid cannot use it.
Yeah, at all.
We got on our babysitter one time because she was letting our kids watch Beavis and Butthead.
Oh
yeah,
and I said no. I go, Jay's old enough to watch it, but the girls
shut up, Beavis.
They cannot watch Beavis and Butthead. I can say your great grandfather was Hitler, but no, you cannot watch Beavis and Butthead.
Beavis, you said this after dark stuff would have titties. Where's the titties?
Yeah.
I don't think I ever watched. I think I watched maybe a couple.
That's Elvira, dude.
I'm just imagining, like, but you're okay with them watching the other show by Mike Judge.
Oh, King of the Hill.
Yeah.
King of the Hill.
Where can I find some Spanish tiles?
Damn it. The thing is, I actually... We
got propane.
There's a guy I went to college with that talked exactly like Boomhauer.
Oh, and yeah.
He's like, holy shit. Like, dude, you're fucking Boomhauer. And he's like, what? And he's like...
He didn't do it on purpose.
No, that was his accent.
If you've never met someone that like is like Boomhauer, you have not lived, or at least you haven't lived in what we call
you
Midwest.
Have not lived in Tennessee.
I don't know who Boomhauer
or the Midwest because there's a Boomhauer every other town. I would say in the
this
Midwest.
Is King of the Hill.
This is King of the Hill. Yeah, Boomhauer because you know they're all just adult men, you know, hanging out in their neighborhood, and Boomhauer is. Even though they're all kind of rednecks, Boomhauer's. What would you call him? Did you call him a simpleton? I don't know what you'd call him, but like, he just has this accent. He's like, "Hey man, let's go down." It's just all mumbly,
like,
yeah,
1,000 thoughts per minute.
Yeah,
yeah, knows more than you do.
Mm-hmm.
So, typical southerner.
Well, it takes place in Texas.
I don't know why you got to be, stereotyping people.
I'm just going with what you guys. I don't know who he is, so I'm just trying to cross problems. That's what.
Of course. Yeah. What was I going to say?
Since you can't see me, I could be flipping you guys off. You don't know.
I just assume you're naked.
that was the joy of not having to. My camera not working.
The last minute, it just like shows.
Jack's like fully waxing his chest. Just like, oh hey,
what's up, guys?
All this talk about EL Fudge got me a
for the $3,000 level. You'd see me pull my chest hair off.
Jack's actually wearing a Girl Scout outfit. He's got his green beret Tam thing on. He's ready to go.
Come buy my cookies. I need another badge.
It's like
a wear a vest or a sash. Okay, guys. So
random thought here. Troop Beverly Hills. You ever seen that movie?
Yeah,
that's with Shelley Long, right?
Good flick. Yeah,
high school crush.
Good flick.
Shelley Long was your high school crush? What?
Well, think about it. Yeah, Jack was. You know, he was.
No, it wasn't my high school crush.
You were talking me. No, I. She was nice in some movie she did with Henry Winkler. Night Shift.
Happened to have some erotic dreams about her. Okay, guys. So just
that's okay. That's okay. Just don't look at her now. She died on Modern Family.
I know, right?
She was killed, which was bullshit. Can we just say that? They said, "Oh, a prominent character on Modern Family is going to die this year." We're like,
and they killed her off screen too. Like we never.
She wasn't. She was on like six episodes. That was bullshit.
It was.
They've had like 200 episodes. You're picking a character who's been on there like six times.
Yeah,
that's
one bullshit. Of these characters will die. Boom, boom.
Game of Thrones, like, say, hey, fuck you. We kill someone off, a famous person off every week.
Everyone's going to die in the Game of Thrones.
Guess what, guys? On the next Ramblecast, one of the former Ramblecasters will not be on it.
Maybe the guy that has his name on the Ramblecast.
Maybe it's Tim. We don't know. Well, one of them
will. Tim just had a birthday. I saw that he was.
Yeah, I shot him a text. He's still alive.
Did he answer you?
He said that he still drinks from his Bono mug.
Oh.
We should probably have him on sometime.
If he'll have us.
Well, fuck it. He doesn't want to be on. We're not going to beg him.
Good point. He's not Shelley Long.
Well, I guess Zach on the Survivor podcast, I guess they were playing on the Jay and Jack first episode, or one with Ralph, I guess we were talking Bun Patty Bun. And I guess Zach on the podcast said he's Bun Patty. I guess he was saying he's Bun Patty Bun the whole time. So anyway, anything else going on in your guys' world that we need to know in this After Dark thing?
No. I think Chris is like way overdue.
I know Matt has to go take a cold shower because he was thinking of Shelley Long.
I forgot that Tim Curry was in that movie until he just sent that picture over. Of the peephole camera, like Tim Curry dressed as a Girl Scout.
Yeah, it's from Loaded Weapon.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
Oh, it's Loaded Weapon?
It's Loaded Weapon.
Oh, yeah. Okay. I didn't realize that. I thought that was a throwback to the Troop Beverly Hills. That is
so was her last big movie?
Probably. I mean, she was like Money Pit.
And... Which came first, though?
Troop Beverly Hills was like 88, I think.
Yeah, Money Pit was earlier than that. That was like 84.
Yeah.
So,
but yeah, that's what's funny because then she quit Cheers because she thought she was going to make it big, and then she never did.
That's my favorite thing is when it's Frasier, Norm, Woody, and what's the mailman's name, Cliff. They all go to the drive-in, and they're watching this Japanese movie, and they go, and this is they're talking about how an actress left. They go, and then Woody goes, "Why would an actress leave?
Yeah,
a popular series."
I do remember that. Yeah, that last season too. They get a lot of like digs in on her character too. So yeah, it's pretty funny. I know Chris has got.
I got to babysit in like 6 hours.
You got to babysit. Nick's got to do his diabetes. And,
I got the babies.
And I'm on spring break, guys.
Oh, awesome.
Woo! 1 week of no teaching, which is why I'm probably funnier this week than previous. I don't know. Who knows? Whatever.
I don't know if you're funnier.
Some might say I was worse.
Either way, you could kill someone, you'd still be the favorite.
Shit. I am no Donald Trump. All right. On that note, we'll say goodnight. We'll let this be the extension.
Yes, great show, kids.
It was one in a cookie. I mentioned it earlier, but you guys always steal my fucking line.
One in a mamoa.
One in a mimosa.
Mimosa. Anyway, that's all I got. Bye.
See you next Tuesday.
That's it. You're not going to say it, Matt?
I'm not going to say it.